very.
I'm worn out, or I'm tired.
But what about if you hear somebody is in the hospital? You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
When did he get sick? When did he take him to the hospital? Mm-hmm. Or what happened?
Mm-hmm. Or what about if you were going somewhere and you weren't in a particular hurry? You might say, oh, we'll get there.
I'll get there sooner or later. No use to rush about it.
You ever hear people say, oh, we'll get there by and by?
By and by. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't hear that so much now, but then I used to.
Or what about, say, if a person...
I'd say, what's a hurry?
What about if a person got too hot and then he got chilled and his nose started running and his eyes started watering? You'd say that he...
Well, yeah.
Caught
cold. Of course, a lot of times an allergy that causes that too.
Mm-hmm. If it affected his voice,
he'd have a sore throat.
And or he'd say he's a little
hoarse.
Or if he doesn't
know he's got a bad cough.
Now, what about you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit.
I'm feeling ill. I feel sick too.
Or say if you weren't ill, if you were just late, you'd say you're feeling a little...
Time to go to bed, I'm pooped.
or at 6 o'clock in the morning, you say you're...
You mean about staying in a remaining bed?
Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll...
No, it's too early to get up.
Or talking about somebody else who's still sleeping.
Say he's an early riser, he's sleepyhead.
Uh-huh. Or you say, so-and-so's still in bed, better go...
Better go and get him out of bed. Dad, the second time he called us, he'd come out with a razor strop.
Right. What about somebody who doesn't hear very well? You say they're almost...
We'd say it's hard of hearing. Of course, now in the early days, if we were not so quiet with people, we called him Deefy.
Deefy. Yeah. Of course, do you still say that, or do you
no,
say...
No, we say hard of hearing.
Or is just about stone?
Well, I never say any stone deaf. I never used
it. Well, what do you say you do when, if you're working out in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to
perspire? We say sweat.
Sweat. Mm-hmm. Or what about these things that some people get on their skin? They're real sensitive, got a little white spot.
Goose bumps? Well, that's a long thing. I don't know where we are on it.
Is that still your first reel?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, this is him. Well, it'd be another, and take another 5 inch.
Yeah, got one right here. I'll get it out for you. Have you ever heard that place on the skin that I was talking about called anything? You know, it's kind of red on the outside and white in the middle.
Right. Rash, or itch?
Or is it just, some people call it a bowl?
A what?
A bowl.
Oh, boy, yeah, my carbuncle. Yeah. Of course, a bowl and a carbuncle are two different things.
Is that right?
Yeah. Once upon a time, I had an experience with a carbuncle. You see the...
Oh, yeah.
And then it developed proud flesh.
Mm.
And that's pretty hard to get rid of. Heal.
What do you call that white stuff that comes out when you mash it?
That's nasty pus.
Or say if you got bit by a bee and you're on your hand and your hand got bigger, you say your hand.
You say my hand is swollen.
Mm-hmm. Or what do you call these things that you might raise on your hand if you try to do some hard work and you weren't used to it?
I stay away from those. That's a blister.
And what do you call it?
And then, of course, if you work a lot, you form a hard place on your hand. It'll be called a callus.
Mm. What do you call that liquid inside of a blister?
Oh, I don't know. I just say I broke the blister.
You ever heard people call it water?
Yeah, that's like they have water on the knee, you know, and they call it giant water.
Never heard that.
Well, a lot of people call a joint a giant.
Oh, yeah.
I see. I've heard that expression. It's not a common expression.
So what about, say, if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed? You might say you have to take him to the doctor so he can treat the...
Mm-hmm.